found a fascinating forgiveness. Woo! I found a fascinating forgiveness. Can I just tell you a little bit about that forgiveness tonight? As I consider a fascinating forgiveness, I think about forgiveness. Oh yes, the Bible says a whole lot about forgiveness. In fact, Job 14 and 17, he said, my transgression is sealed up in a bag, and thou sewest up mine iniquity. Psalm 103 and 12, the psalmist said, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Isaiah 38 and 17 of the Lord's, the Bible said, thou hast cast all of my sins behind thy back. Oh, thank God. Micah 7 and 19, the Bible said, thou will cast all of their sins into the depths of the sea. I don't know if it does anything for you tonight, but I'm glad for forgiveness tonight. Oh, what I found when the Lord found me. I found a fascinating forgiveness. Oh yes, God forgave me of my sin. I didn't deserve it. I didn't earn it. I wasn't good enough to get it or religious enough to attain it. But God in heaven chose, listen, by his good grace to forgive me of my sin. Oh, thank God I'm forgiven tonight. Oh yes, my transgression sealed up in a bag. It's as far as the east is from the west. It's cast behind his back. It's cast into the depths of the sea. Thank God for forgiveness tonight. I'm glad my sins are forgiven. Oh, you think about what a sin-soaked sinner you were. Listen, our lives were ruined and ravaged by the effects of sin, going headlong to hell. But thank God tonight I stand before you. Forgiven! Forgiven! Thank God I'm forgiven. Oh, what did you find when the Lord found you? I found a fascinating forgiveness. Oh, thank God I'm forgiven. Amen. But it gets even gooder than that. When we talk about a fascinating forgiveness, it gets even better than that, because not only am I forgiven, but whoo, my sins are forever gone. Oh yes, I said they're forever gone. Oh yes, listen, there may be a record of them down at the courthouse. You may have some old friends that like to bring it up every now and then. You may have some folks that said they forgave you, but you just get them good and mad and see what they don't bring up, amen. Hey, you may have the devil and the night watches come and trouble you to death with what you used to be and how you used to live and what you used to do. But thank God when it comes to the Lord, my sins are not just forgiven, but whoop, they're forever gone. They're forever gone. They're forever gone. Check the record, friend. They're forever gone. Someone say, can you prove it by the book? Uh-huh. John 1 and 29. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming up the riverbanks of Jordan. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away. Which taketh away, which taketh away the sin of the world. That's why the old apostle John could say in 1 John 3 and 5, and he said, and you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Can I tell you some good news tonight? I come a long way to share some good news with you. My sins are not just sealed up in a bag, and they're not just cast into the depths of the sea, and they're not just behind his back, and they're not just as far as the east is from the west, but praise God, they're forever gone. They're not to be remembered against me anymore, because Hebrews 8 and 12, the Lord said, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins, and all their iniquities will I remember no more. Thank God he chose not just to forgive me, but to forget all about it. No wonder why the old songwriter said, what sin are you talking about? I don't remember them anymore. From the book of life, they're all tore out. I don't remember them anymore. Woo! That make a Presbyterian shout, brother, to know that my sins are not just forgiven, but they're forever gone. They're forever gone. They're forever gone. Never to be remembered by a holy God anymore. Amen. Don't get excited, friend. You just got a pardon. Amen. You remember that day? The governor of glory pulled out his pen, signed your pardon, and said, whoop, you're free. What about the charges? What charges? Amen. What about my sin? What sin? What about my iniquity? What iniquity? Praise God. What did you find when the Lord found you? I didn't just join the church. I didn't just get baptized. Praise God. I got born again, washed in the blood, saved and redeemed, delivered from a devil's hell. Thank God I'm forgiven. And my sins are forever gone. Thank God. Oh, I found some good things. Amen. Amen. And let's just be honest, we got the better end of the deal. Amen. Look at us. He got the better. We got the better end of the deal. Amen. That's right. That's right. Oh, I found a fascinating forgiveness. Listen, I'm forgiven and they're forever gone. But can I just say one more thing before I move on to my second point? Don't get nervous. Listen, I want you to recognize something else that he has furnished for you. Not only are you forgiven here tonight, and not only are your sins forever gone, but listen what else he has furnished for you and I. In Psalm 86 and 5, the Bible said, for thou, O Lord, art good. Can anybody else raise your hand and say that tonight? Come on. Hey, we're Free Will Baptists. It's okay to raise your hand in church. Can you raise your hand and say, he's good? Oh, God's been good to me. For thou, O Lord, art good. And listen to these words. And ready. Preacher Tim, and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon him. Look up and hear, not only am I forgiven and my sins are forever gone, but let me tell you something else he has furnished for you and I. I guarantee you in the last 34 years that I've been serving him, there's been many a time I've had to find me an altar and I've had to pray and I've had to say, Lord, it's me again. I pray you forgive me. I said something I shouldn't have said. I've done something I shouldn't have done. Lord, I got stupid. Lord, forgive me. And you know what the Bible said? Praise God. You know what else he's furnished for you? He is ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we act like we got to talk him into it. We act like we got to twist God's arm to forgive us. That we got to beg him to do it. Praise God. Can I tell you, he's more ready to forgive you than you are to ask for it.
Amen. Amen.
He's more ready to forgive you than you are to be forgiven. Oh, yes, you will stumble and you will come short and you will fail and you will falter and you will sin. But praise God, aren't you glad that we've got an advocate? Aren't you glad he said, little children, I run unto you that you sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Oh, thank God, Jesus Christ the righteous, who is the propitiation for our sins. But not only for our sin, but for the sin of the whole world. You may be here tonight, and maybe you need forgiveness. Praise God, don't sweep it under the rug. Don't you try to justify it, excuse it, whitewash it, or try to get by with it, but just come with an honest heart and say, God, forgive me of my sin. And you know what he has furnished for you and I? A forgiveness that he is ready to deploy into your soul and, brother, restore you back where you need to be. Amen. I feel pretty good on that first one. Amen. What I found when the Lord found me. Someone said, preacher, you get awful excited. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I ain't got over it yet. And I ain't planning on it. I've seen too many that's got over it. Listen, I've been in church with that bunch. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, yeah, they're convincing. Amen. Hey, they're convincing. I'm telling you, I ain't got over what he's done for me. What I found when the Lord found me, I found a fascinating forgiveness. Praise God, I'm forgiven. It's forever gone. And he has furnished forgiveness for me for the last 34 years. It don't justify. I'm not trying to justify sinning. God forbid, Paul said. But aren't you glad that when we do sin, brother, he's ready to forgive. He's plenteous in mercy. Oh, listen. And you know what amazes me? Can I just throw in this as a side note? There's a lot of times we're not willing to forgive. Yeah. Well, preacher, you don't know what they said. You don't know what they've done. And sometimes, I've been around folk, couldn't even remember what happened, but they're still mad about it. But can I tell you, God has never required you to show more grace to anybody than what he has shown you. And brother, if he was willing to forgive you, reckon you ought to be willing to forgive. And brother, I'm telling you, I'm glad he is ready to forgive. Amen. Number two, let me hasten on before I get in trouble. Number two, what I found when the Lord found me. You still with me? Say amen. Amen. Not only did I find a fascinating forgiveness, but look up in here, friend. I found a faithful friend. Woo! Hey. I'm looking for some young folk. I may tag somebody, let them take a lap for me. Amen. Hey, I used to do it, but I can't so much anymore. Hey, not only did I find a fascinating forgiveness, but you know what else I found when I found, when the Lord found me? Praise God. How many can say amen to this? I found a faithful friend. Amen. Can I show you what I mean? Oh, let me tell you about my friend. My friend, listen, Proverbs 18:24, a man that hath friends must first show himself friendly. And there is a friend. Ooh, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Proverbs 17:17, a friend loveth at all times. Ooh, that's him. A friend loveth at all times. And a brother is born for adversity. I've had some adversity, but thank God he's been right by my side. Paul said, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but the Lord stood with me, and he strengthened me. Praise God. Aren't you glad for a friend like that? Aren't you glad for a friend like that? When family can't be found, when friends have forsaken you, hey, when ain't nobody else there, there is a friend that'll stand by your side. Praise God. No wonder why he said in John 15:15, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. Now, can I say this to you? Listen, I ain't talking about just anybody being your friend. Hey, you know who I'm talking about? Listen, the one that hung the sun and moon on nothing. The one who put the stars in their sockets and called them by name. Arcturus, Orion, Pleiades. Hey, the one who measured the waters in the hollow of his hand. The one who weighed the mountains in a scale and the hills in a balance. The one who took the dust to the ground, formed a man, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. That's the one I'm talking about, who said, I am your friend. Oh, praise God. Aren't you glad for a friend like that? Amen. Amen. Oh, what did I find when the Lord found me? Oh, I found a faithful friend. He's a friend. Oh, thank God. He's a friend that for the last 34 years has been by my side. When nobody else has been, he's been. Amen. He's been with me at the funeral home. He's been with me in the emergency room. He's been with me in my car driving down the road. He's been with me in my room. Amen. He's been with me by my side. Oh, thank God for a friend. Oh, but can I tell you something else about this faithful friend? Not only is he a friend, but can I tell you about his favor? Ooh, can I tell you about his favor? Oh, what grace this friend has shown me. Oh, listen, let me tell you a little bit about his favor. In Zechariah 18:6, the Bible said, and one shall say unto him, what are those wounds in thine hands? Oh, listen, then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Oh, yes, look yonder to the cross. You want to know about this friend's favor? You want to know about his grace? And John 15:13, greater love hath no man than this, than that a man laid down his life for his friends. Oh, listen, you talk about a friend. Listen, I've got some good friends in this building. What about a friend who'd leave his home for 10 days to be with me? Hey, man, to come to a place he ain't never been. What a friend. What a friend that would call and say, hey, come preach revival for us. What friends you've been to me to shake my hand and to show me love and to speak encouraging words. But can I tell you, ain't no friend like him. Ain't nobody like Jesus. Ain't nobody loved me like he loves me. Ain't nobody been good to me like he's been good to me. Not nobody. Hey, friend has died for me like he's died for me. Ain't nobody rose from the dead like he's rose from the dead. Ain't nobody been there for me like he's been there for me. Oh, what a precious friend. What did I find when the Lord found me? I found a faithful friend. Amen. A faithful friend. A friend who has shown me favor.
Yes.
Can I say this before I say one last thing about this faithful friend? Look up in here. It's preaching time. Woo! Listen. In Romans chapter 8, the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, said this, Preacher Tim. He said, if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Yeah. Then he asked a question. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Look up in here, friend. If he had grace enough to die for you, don't you reckon he's got grace enough to take care of you? If he was big enough to take care of your greatest need, the salvation of your soul, don't you think he's big enough to bring you through that trial, to answer that prayer, to meet that need, to heal that sickness, to pour out that blessing? Hey, listen, to meet you where you are. Hey, don't you think he's big enough that if he could take care of your sin at the cross of Calvary, brother, that same Jesus today who sits at the right hand of God making intercession for you, don't you reckon he's big enough to take care of that thing? Oh, praise God. What favor here today. I'm preaching better than some of y'all's acting.
Come on.
I'm talking about favor. I'm talking about grace. It amazes me. I mean, we get saved. Listen, he forgives you of your sin and makes you a new creature in Christ. And all of a sudden, here comes a little trouble, a little trial. Oh, God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Hey, listen, and then he comes by, woo, and shows his favor, pours out his grace, meets that need, answers that prayer, and man, we're shouting victory, woo. And then the next thing comes along, oh, God, hey. I don't know your need today. Don't know what it is you're praying about, what you need God to do. Listen, don't know the battle you're fighting, the storm you're sailing through, the valley you're walking through, the burden you're carrying. But I'm telling you, this faithful friend, brother, he ain't failed you once. He ain't failed you yet, and he ain't about to start now. Praise God. He is a faithful friend who has shown me favor. Amen. Anybody else can say that? Oh, preacher, what grace. What grace. What grace. Now remember, I told you about my friend, and I told you about his favor, but before I move on, don't forget what I said else about him. He's faithful. Woo! Didn't say you was faithful all the time. Didn't say I was faithful, but oh, I said, Brother David, he's faithful. Can you prove it by the book? Uh-huh. Listen, Psalm 89 and 33, and nevertheless my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. Listen to me. Let me prove it to the book by the book about my faithful friend. Lamentations 3 and 23, great is thy faithfulness. 1 Corinthians 1, 9, God is faithful. 1 Thessalonians 5, 24, faithful is he. 2 Thessalonians 3 and 3, the Lord is faithful. 2 Timothy 2, 13, he abideth faithful. Hebrews 2, 17 says he is a merciful and faithful high priest. Hebrews 10, 23, he is faithful that promised. 1 Peter 4:19 calls him a faithful creator. 1 John 1 and 9, he is faithful. Remember Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful. That promise, oh, mark her down. No matter what the devil says, no matter what comes against you, no matter what you're going through right now, you mark her down, take it to the bank, cash this check, brother. God is faithful.
Amen.
I thought that'd get a better response than that. I said, God is faithful.
Amen.
Oh, my. He's faithful. What a friend. What'd you find, preacher, when the Lord found you? Oh, I found a fascinating forgiveness. Oh, my sins are gone, washed away by the blood of Jesus. And by the way, he didn't spill his blood. That implies an accident. He did it on purpose, friend. He poured it out.
Amen.
And listen, I found a faithful friend, one that's been a friend, one whose favor has caused my cup to run over, and one who's been faithful, one who has been faithful to stand right by my side through every trouble, trial, and tragedy of life. Oh, you can mark it down, friend. He's faithful. As I told you a moment ago, I didn't say you was faithful, but I said he's been faithful. Over and over and over throughout the pages of the Word of God, we read those words. He is faithful. The Lord is faithful. God is faithful. Faithful is he. Oh my, aren't you glad he's faithful? He's faithful. No wonder why Paul said he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. You can trust him with it.
Amen.
You know, I've been in churches where people come and they'll pray about something and they'll walk away and it looks good, but really they never gave it to the Lord. They never trusted him with it. They went through the motions, but they never surrendered that thing to him. But can I tell you, he is faithful. Listen, when you come to him and bring that thing to him and you entrust him with that, he's faithful to take care of that. Tonight, he can save you. He can restore you.
Amen.
Listen, he can mend what is broken. Listen, he can comfort that which is troubled. He can strengthen that which is weak. He can bring peace to that which is troubled, joy to that which is in sorrow. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, he can deliver that which is bound. Hey, he is faithful. You can trust him with it. Amen.
Amen.
And be honest, listen, I know we always like to talk about what others do, and we can all think of people in our life that have failed us. Man, they meant well. They did. They made big promises. And I ain't just talking about politicians. And by the way, up home, it's cold. They said it's so cold, the politicians have their hands in their own pockets. Amen. Praise God. But listen, I'm not just talking about politics. I'm talking about you've had family members. You've had parents. You may have had a spouse. You've had friends that promised you things that never could come through with what they said. And it broke your heart. And if we'll be honest, listen, my wife tells me all the time. She says, man, your mouth writes checks your body can't cash. Listen, I mean well. I do. But sometimes I can't come through with what I said. But friend, I'm telling you, the Word of God will not fail.
Amen.
And he is faithful to do what he said he would do.
Amen.
Amen. And you can trust the promises of God. Can I move on to my last point? What I found. What I found when the Lord found me. What I found when the Lord found me, a fascinating forgiveness. Praise God. And tonight you may be here in need of some forgiveness. Brother, he's ready.
Amen.
He's ready to forgive. And tonight I found a faithful friend, and maybe tonight you're going through something and you need to be reminded that he is that friend that sticks closer than a brother. And maybe you're in a dark time and you can't see God's hand, but can I encourage you to trust his heart and to know that he's faithful and he'll be with you, friend, and he'll help you in this time. And listen, lastly, you know what else I found when the Lord found me? Woo! I found a fantastic future.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I found a fantastic future. Aren't you glad this ain't all there is? Aren't you glad this ain't? Listen, I can't watch much news. I can't. I get to where I want to whoop somebody. I can't watch much news. I got to shut it off. It aggravates me. Listen, to hear of all the foolishness that's going on in our world today. About 2 weeks ago, I went to the visitation of of a 52-year-old sister in the Lord that was killed in a tragic accident, a good godly wife and mother. Went to her visitation. I left that visitation, couldn't stay for the funeral because I had to go preach a funeral for a 10-year-old boy that died of an asthmatic attack. You know what I said to myself? I'm glad this ain't all there is.
Amen.
Listen, this is a world of trouble, a world of sorrow. Oh, I know there's moments of joy. And listen, we've got the Lord to help us. But listen, I'm glad that I've got a fantastic future. Can I tell you something about this fantastic future? Oh, listen, aren't you glad? And I know we could all quote it by heart. But listen, Jesus said in a very dark hour, Jesus reminded the disciples when he said, listen, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Praise God. What I found when the Lord found me, woo, I found a fantastic future. Amen. Can I tell you some things about it? Listen, number one, I want to tell you this. It's a place of fairest beauty. It is a place of fairest beauty. Listen, I've seen some beautiful sights down here. You think about this. You think about this. Listen, we've seen some beautiful sights down here. Oh, yeah. Some of you have been out west, and you've seen those big mountains and the Grand Canyon, and we've seen the Appalachian Hills, and we've seen fields of flowers, and we've seen the sunrise and sunset on the ocean, and we've seen the twinkling stars in the sky. We've seen waterfall. We've seen some beautiful sights, but you think about this. You think about this, that all that we can see with this eye, brother, was created in 6 days. And not only was it created in 6 days, but everything you can see with this eye has been tainted by the curse of sin. But brother, I'm telling you about a place that Jesus has been gone for about 2,000 years. Now, if he can do this down here in 6 days, reckon what he can do in 2,000 years, friend. Reckon what he could do with that much time. And can I tell you, not only has he had 2,000 years to prepare it, but friend, it ain't going to be tainted by the curse of sin. I'm telling you, it's a place of fairest beauty. Listen, that far exceeds your fondest thoughts and your fairest dreams. Brother, I'm telling you, I want to go and see what this place looks like. Can I tell you a little bit about it? It's a place of fairest beauty. It's a place where the Bible said there's a rainbow around about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. Before the throne, there is a sea of glass like unto crystal. The Bible said there's a pure water of life, clear as a crystal that proceedeth from his throne. And there's a tree of life on either side yielding fruit every month. This city has the glory of God, and her light is like a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone clear as a crystal. There are 12 gates, and every several gate is made of one pearl, upon which are written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. There are 12 foundations upon which are written the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb, and they are garnished with all manner of precious stones, jasper and sapphire, chalcedonian emerald, sardonyx and sardius, chrysolite, beryl, topaz, chrysoprasus, jacinth, and amethyst, and walls of jasper. And by the way, don't know if I've ever seen any of that stuff, but I'm going to one day, friend. Praise God, it's a place of fairest beauty. The Bible said the city is pure gold, like unto clear glass, and the street is pure gold, as it were transparent glass as well. Can I tell you, it's a place of fairest beauty. Oh, listen, I'm talking about I got a fantastic future. Can you imagine when we first walk in? Listen, ain't none of us going to walk in like this with our arms folded. Well, it ain't all that I thought it would be. No, I guarantee you, friend. Listen, I guarantee you it's a place of fairest beauty. Listen, I'm telling you it's a place that far exceeds our fondest dreams and fairest thoughts. Listen, it's a place not only of fairest beauty, but it's a place of fabulous blessing. Why do you say that, preacher? Oh, I like this. The Bible said there shall be no more night.
Come on.
Now, listen, can I tell you something about me? When I'm away from Gina, when I'm traveling and I'm alone, and every now and then when Gina has to be on a trip and I'm home alone, you know what? I sleep with the light on. Hey, I'm almost 50 years old, 200 pounds, and brother, I still sleep with the light on because I don't like the dark. But brother, I'm going to a place where the Bible said there will be no more darkness. Amen. And you know what else is good about this place? The Bible said there is nothing that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie will enter into it. Don't know about you, but that sure sounds good to me. Amen. Oh, some of y'all looking at me awful strange. Some of y'all looking like at me, like a calf looking at a new gate. I'm telling you, friend, it's a place where there'll be nothing that defiles and nothing that works abomination. It's a place, look up in here. There's a place, brother, listen, a fabulous blessing. A place where God himself shall wipe away every tear from our eye. It's a place of no more. It's a place of no more death. It's a place of no more sorrow. It's a place of no more crying. It's a place of no more pain. For the former things are passed away. Thank God, it's a place of fabulous blessing. Amen.
Amen.
You know what Revelation 22 and 3 said about this place? The Bible said, now listen. Listen, this would make a Methodist kick the back of his robot right here. The Bible said, and there shall be no more curse. Now look up in here on the best day you've ever had here. Maybe it was your wedding day. Maybe it was the birth of a child. Listen, maybe it was when some wonderful blessing come your way. Listen, good news from the doctor's lips or whatever it might be. Listen, we've had some good days here. But brother, I told you a moment ago, the best of days here is still tainted by the curse of sin and death. But I'm going to a country. I'm going to a city. I'm going to a place where the curse of sin and the curse of death will be no more. Oh, listen, I'm telling you, because we live in a sin-cursed world and we live in a sin-cursed body, we are prone to sickness, we are prone to pain, we are prone to trouble, and we are prone to tribulation, and we will die and be buried. But thank God, I'm going to a place where that curse will be gone. It will be gone. It won't be there, friend. It's a place of fabulous blessing. Amen.
Amen.
And it's a place where the Bible said in Revelation 21:5, the Lord said, behold, I make all things new.
Amen.
I'm still talking about what I found when the Lord found me.
Amen.
Can I say one more thing about this fantastic future? I told you it was a place of fairest beauty. And it was a place of fabulous blessing. But lastly, and I'm done, it's a place that is a blissful forever. It is a blissful forever. Listen, my best of times here have had to come to an end. Yes. But I'm talking about a place that'll never end. Revelation 21:3, the Lord said, the Bible said, he will dwell with them and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. The Bible said there's no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. There'll be no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine. The glory of God will lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. The throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. Listen to me. Revelation 22:4-5. The Bible said, and they shall see his face. And they shall see his face. Oh my, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there, and they have no need of the candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. Notice this, and I'm done. And they shall reign, and they shall reign forever and ever. How long, church? Forever and ever. One more time, class. Forever and ever. It is a place of a blissful forever. It will not end, friend. Oh, listen, my mind can't conceive of all that I found when the Lord found me. Oh, you talk about the exceeding riches of his grace. You talk about the treasures that we have in him. Oh, I'm glad to tell you tonight, friend, we found some good things when the Lord found us. Can I give you a visual? Look up here. I'm hard to miss. How many remembers when the prodigal son's brother came home? Now, I know it's a picture of Israel and the Gentiles, but just bear with me. The elder brother come home, and man, listen, inside the house, he could hear. Well, first of all, you know, probably about a good half mile away from home, man, something smells good. Something is smelling good. You think about when he got close to that door, the smell of that feast coming through the door. Man, I like getting invited over, and you walk in through somebody's door and that just hits you like a wall. Man, especially breakfast. You can smell that bacon. I better move home. Hey, listen. He come to the door and he could smell. And you know what? He heard something. Man, they was making merry. He heard them, man. They were carrying on. They were having a good time. They was having church. I'm talking about a good time. And you know what he did? I'd like to tell you, does this door open, preacher? I'd love to tell you, he opened the door. Hey, let me in. Let me have some of that too. That's not what he did. Here's what he done. He went and sat down, pouting, upset, mad, out of sorts, turned upside down. I mean, all that was in there was his. He could have had the food. He could have made merry. He could have received the blessing. In fact, you know what his daddy told him? He said, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. You know why he didn't receive what the father had? Because he just didn't, by faith, open the door and go in to receive it. Can I say tonight what I found when the Lord found me? I found a fascinating forgiveness. I found a faithful friend, and I found a fantastic future. And I guarantee I'm preaching to some folk tonight. I listen that in this old sin-cursed world, there's some things you're going through. There's some battles you're fighting. There's some storms you're sailing through. There's some valleys you've had to walk through, some burdens you've had to carry. There's some things, listen, that have grieved your mind and troubled your soul. There's some things that have worried you and discouraged you. But listen to me, friend, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through, and thank God I'm glad this is not all there is. And I'm glad the one that saved me and the one that forgave me is the one who's been my friend and who's been faithful to stand by my side. And he's the one that's went to prepare me a place, and he's coming back to get me, to take me home with him. But remember what I said. The one that was big enough and capable enough to take care of my greatest need, the salvation of my soul, is big enough and capable enough to take care of everything I'll ever face and need. Amen. In this life. Amen. We're in revival tonight. And some of you, like the elder brother, may choose not to receive all that the Father has. I'm talking about the exceeding riches of his grace are yours for the asking. He said, all that I have is yours. I'm not telling you that every prayer will be answered just the way you want it, and everything you ask for is going to fall in your lap, but I'm telling you there's a God who's big enough to take care of you, to meet your needs, answer your prayers, and bless your soul. And tonight you've got loved ones that need to be saved. Some of you came in with a need, and you need God to intervene and answer that prayer. Some of you got somebody you know and love that's going through something, and they could sure use you lifting them up in prayer tonight. Some of you may just want to come to an altar on this first night of revival, and one more time, just thank him for who he is and for what he's done, that he saved your soul and that he has blessed your life, and he is worthy of our praise tonight. So as the singers come, whoever you are, whatever it is you want to pray about, listen, this altar's open, but I'm just going to ask you to come in.